My name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem, Psalm 140. This perek is made up of 14 psukim. The overall focus of the mizmor of this perek is focused on good versus evil. The Mishorer, the author, feels attacked by Rishaim, by evildoers. It could be physically or that they are plotting against him. And it very much discusses the evil that they do and the Mishorer's plea to Hashem to save him from their plots, their plans, and their traps for him. This mizmor can be broken down into two basic sections. The first line is an introductory pasuk, then psukim bet through tet, which is 2 through 9, are a prayer to be saved from the plot of Rishaim, of evildoers. And psukim 10 through 14, yud through yadalid, are a prayer to show the end to Rishaim and not to tzaddikim. That Rishaim, those that do evil, should be punished in place of those that are the righteous ones. The introductory pasuk is Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. This is a psalm of David. Next up is section 1, which again is psukim bet through tet, 2 through 9. The Mishorer states in pasuk bet, Chaltzini Hashem me'adam ra, me'ish chamasim tinatrini. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Save me from the lawless. Asher chashvu ra'ot b'liv kol yom yaguru milchamot. Whose minds are full of evil schemes, who plot war every day. The Ibn Ezra comments here, Chaltzini Hashem me'adam ra, Zeha Mizmor Chibro David Lifnei Malko Bimei Shaul. This is the Mizmor, this is the Perek that David HaMelech wrote before his assuming the kingship in the days of Shaul. Ki haya mipachad mibnei adam sheyal shinuhu el Shaul. David lived in fear that someone would turn him over to Shaul, that someone would tell Shaul his whereabouts or what he was doing. V'chein omer ish lashon. David's fear of Shaul was not based necessarily in action, rather it was based in speech, that someone would say the wrong thing. And we see that come up in different places in this mizmor. That evil does not just manifest itself in one way. That evil is not just causing physical harm. Evil can be done through words, through thoughts, or through actions. The Mishorer continues in Pasuk Hay, Pasuk 5, Shamrini Hashem midei rasha, me'ish chamasim tinatzrini asher chashvu l'tchot pa'amai. O Lord, keep me out of the clutches of the wicked. Save me from lawless men who scheme to make me fall. And again, the requests continue in Perek, in Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Amarti la Hashem, Eliata ha'azina Hashem koli tachanunai. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear, O Lord, to my pleas for mercy. A few of the Mefarshim delve into this pasuk. What exactly is the Mishorer, David HaMelech, asking from Hashem in this pasuk? The Mitzudas David explains, Amarti, Laze Amarti betfila, Halo me'olam ata eli. The Mitzudas David says that David HaMelech was saying, I said this in a tfila, forever God, weren't you my God? V'chazkini ha'azina gam ata b'kol tachanunai. Hashem, you have always been my God, and at this time I am calling out to you because of that, because we have this relationship, and asking you now specifically to please listen to my request as well. The Malbim states, Amarti, ani boteach al shnei inyanim. I trust in God because of two factors. Aleph, 1, Mitzad she'amarti la'Hashem Eliata, because I have said to God, you are my God. V'hu moshi'ai tamid, and God always saves me. Bet, Secondly, mitzad hatzfila. So the first is a statement that I have expressed my commitment to God, and therefore I believe God will save me. The second is a tefillah, is a request. Mitzad hatzfilah shehashem ya'aneh l'chol korav. Because I have a belief that God answers and God saves all those that call out to him. Gam le'ila shelohu shiyam tamid. Even if they don't have this existing relationship that I have with God. Valze amar ha'azina hashem kol tachanunai. Listen, Hashem, to my request right now. So David HaMelech is approaching Hashem in two ways. He's saying, Hashem, we have this relationship. Because of this relationship, because Eliata, you are my God, please save me. And also, even if you won't save me because of our relationship, because I am calling out to you right now, and we believe that God answers all of those that call out to him, because of this one-time request, please save me right now. Lastly, the Radak comments on this pasuk as well. Amarti kishahayiti shomea shahayu me'arvim li b'chol hamekomot. Amarti lahashem, elo hayata chizki v'tikvati ein li chuzek lihimaleit miadam im lo ta'azrini ata. The Mishorer, the author, is saying, Kishahayiti shomea shahayu ma'arvim li, when I have heard that people are opposing me from all sides and from all places, I turned to you, God, and said, chizki, strengthen me, v'tikvati, you are my hope, ein li chuzek lihimaleit miadam, I do not have the strength to escape from their grips, imlo ta'azrini ata, if you don't help me right now. So these are the type of tefillot that are encompassed within this mizmor. Next is the following section, which is Psukim Yud through Yadalid, 10 through 14. And this is a prayer to God to end the Rishaim, to get rid of all of the evildoers, and allow the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, to be successful. In Pasuk Yud Bet, in Pasuk 12, it says, Ish lashon bal yikon ba'aretz, ish chamas ra yitzudenu lemad chifut. Let slanderers have no place in the land. Let the evil of the lawless man drive him into corrals. And interestingly, Rashi comments here and says, what is an example of someone who was evil because they were an ish lashon, because they were a man of words? And Rashi says, Esav, hitzayed bepiv. Rashi says an example of someone who was an ish lashon, someone who did harm with their mouth, was Esav. Hitzayed bepiv, because the pasuk says that he would trap with his mouth, tzad et aviv bepiv. For example, he was able to totally encapture his father, to convince his father into thinking a certain way because of the words that he said with his mouth. The last line of this mizmor, some people have the custom to say as they leave the Beit HaKnesset, as they leave the synagogue. And this pasuk is, Ach tzadikim yodu l'shpecha, yishvu yisharim et panecha. Righteous men shall surely praise your name, and upright shall dwell in your presence. The Ibn Ezra comments, Ach ta'am ach lehotzi harasha'im. We are separating out the evildoers. V'hayasharim yatmidu lashavet et panecha. Who are those that are righteous? They are those that choose to stay and to dwell in the presence of God. Where is this? Bivet hatfila, in the house of prayer. So the Ibn Ezra is connecting to this custom and saying the reason that many say this pasuk is because this pasuk points out that those that are righteous are those that stay in the presence of God for longer. And yes, we believe that the presence of God is everywhere at all times, but we believe that there is a stronger presence of God in the Beit Knesset, in the house of prayer, and therefore one who remains in that place for longer would be considered to be righteous. The Malbim, however, adds an interesting approach. Ve'yeshuvu et panecha, kekruvim el hamelech hayoshiv lefanav ro'eh to ba'atzmo. What is so special about staying in the presence of God? What makes one who stays in the presence of God righteous? The Malbim says, because then they are like those who sit and observe the king. Kin yasigu elahutcha v'gadlcha ba'atzmecha et hashkachatcha hapratit. Only if you sit and you watch God, you observe God, you really study God's ways, will you truly understand the ways of God and the personal hashkacha, the personal guidance that God has over the world. That if you sit and you bask in God's presence, you will then truly come to understand his ways to the greatest of human abilities. This Mizmor is punctuated not only by these different sections, but different sections that are broken up by psukim that conclude in the word Selah. There are three of these psukim. One is in Pasuk Dalid, one is in Pasuk Vav, and one is in Pasuk Tet. Each of these psukim end in Selah, and therefore seem to conclude a mini section within the Mizmor. Pasuk Dalid, Shaninu l'shonam kimo nachash, chamat achshuv tachat tzvatim mo selah. They sharpen their tongues like serpents, spiders' poison is on their lips, selah. Up until this pasuk, the Mizmor is describing who are these evil people. What do these people look or sound or look like? Next, pasuk vav. Tamnuge im pachli v'chavalim pershu reshet, liyad ma'agal mokshim shatu lisela. Arrogant men laid traps with ropes for me, they spread out a net along the way, they set snares for me. Sela. Up until this pasuk, which is psukim hey and vav, is a description of the traps that the evil people set out. And lastly, the last Selah pasuk is in pasuk 9, pasuk tet. Al titin Hashem ma'avai rasha, zamimu al tafik yarumu Selah. O Lord, do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not let their plan succeed, else they be exalted Selah. This section, up until this point, is the section asking Hashem to save me from these evildoers. The evildoers are addressed by many names in this Mizmor. Adam Ra, Geim, Ish Lashon, Ish Hamas, and the Tzadikim, the righteous ones, are referred to as the Evyonim, the poor, but here it does not mean poor, rather it seems the righteous. This shows us again, this emphasizes how if one is going to be evil, there are many ways in which this manifests itself, and therefore we must use many different names to call the Rishaim. Lastly, the Alshech looks at this entire Mizmor and he says, yes, we can understand, as many of the Mefarshim do, that this is autobiographical to David, that David is speaking from a specific point in his life where he was afraid of evil that may have been done to him. The Alshech, however, says that you can expand this Mizmor and use it as a lens through which to look at all of Jewish history in Galus. He says throughout all of Jewish history, we have been afraid of those waiting to do evil to us, those seeking at every moment to set a trap for us, some way in which they can destroy us. He says we have been so greatly betrayed by those around us that we see that reaching out to God is our only way to be successful. Just to recap, this parak was discussing the ways of the Rishayim, of the evildoers, and it is a plea from David HaMelech to save us from the evildoers. It could have been specific evildoers in David HaMelech's life, or it could be a broad way for us to understand the evil that has always been done to the Jewish people and how we can only turn to God to save us in these situations. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.